And here's something else that's been overturned, the meaning of a color. The color is pink. It just doesn't mean what it used to mean. NPR's Susan Stamberg found that color at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts.
They have a little exhibit called Think Pink, about the history and social impact of the color. Pink has always been with us, although not always gender entrenched as it is today. These days, boys like Sean Roth cringe in the presence of pink.
Terrible, girly, and bad.
Whereas girls like Linnea Lee are crazy for it.
It's my favorite color. Some of my toys are pink. It's only for girls.
But back in the 1700s, men and women wore pink. Boston curator Michelle Finnemore says a painting at her Museum of Fine Arts exhibit gives early evidence.
It's a late 18th century portrait of two children who are both wearing dresses. One is a pink brocade satin dress, one is a yellow dress, and they have these pinafores over them. And you can't tell if they're boys or girls.
Finnemore can tell by their accessories, shoes and hats only boys wore then. But Finnemore's a curator. To us, the kids look like girls. And any woman would swap her pink Nikes for the gorgeous long coat some French man wore in Louis XVI's court. Pale pinkish-purple silk.
And it is embroidered all over with this beautiful, finely worked floral embroidery.
Curator Finnemore came across a passage in Frenchman Xavier de Maistre's 1794 book, A Journey Around My Room, that put pink into the male dream space.
Actually recommending that men have a pink and white bedroom.
Because it will brighten their mood, make them feel happy. Cut to 1925, F. Scott Fitzgerald and a passage in The Great Gatsby.
They're speculating about Gatsby's past. Nobody knows where he comes from. And somebody says, oh, I think he's an Oxford man. And the response is like, hell, he is. He wears a pink suit.
A version of Gatsby's pink suit is in the Boston show. Ralph Lauren designed it for Robert Redford in the 1974 movie. And just to underscore the point, a bit before Gatsby, a 1918 trade catalog for children's clothing recommends blue for girls.
Because it's a much more delicate and dainty tone, and pink, actually, for boys, because it's a stronger and more passionate color, because it's actually derived from red.
To our 21st century ears, all this men in pink stuff sounds a bit blushy. Curator of Fashion Arts, Finnemore.
It's so deeply entrenched in us and our culture. We think of pink as such a girlish color, but it's really a post-World War II phenomenon.
Think pink. Think pink when you shop for summer clothes. Think pink. Think pink if you want that kilt to show.
When the war ended and the men came home, Rosie the Riveter traded in her factory blues for June Cleaver's pink apron. In the post-war ideal, men reclaimed the workplace and women stayed home with babies and shiny appliances. Femininity got wrapped in pink. So did products, from shampoos to fancy fashion. In 1947, after the shortages and rationing and straight skirts of war, Christian Dior introduced the new look.
It is this overtly feminine silhouette. You have soft shoulders, a bust line, a wasp waist, and voluminous skirts.
The Boston Think Pink show has a Dior gown from 1956, strapless, ivory silk, blooming with flowers.
These really kind of large, overblown roses.
Pink, of course. All these years later, in 2005, the gender color divide drove Korean photographer Jiang Mi Yoon to her camera. Seems Jiang Mi has a little girl.
And she realized that her life was becoming overwhelmed by pink. And so she photographed her daughter in the middle of all of the pink things that she owned.
The picture is called Xia Wu and Her Pink Things.
You barely see the little girl. She's way back in the far right corner. And in front of her is this vast array of pink Hello Kitties, of pink dresses, of pink dolls, pink notebooks, pink anything you can imagine.
Thanks to marketing, Disney princesses, and profits, the color pink has spread like measles. But at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, where the Think Pink show is on through May 26th, curator Michelle Finnemore says these days of metrosexuals and shifting gender roles are loosening the color divide. Males are thinking pink again. But Will it ever be the new black?
And that includes the kitchen sink.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Pink, pink.
And you can see some changing men's fashions, like a copy of the pink suit Robert Redford wore for the film version of The Great Gatsby at npr.org.